Well, here at River Country, we definitely get out in the community. We like to find out what's going on. We like it when you guys let us know what's going on. So if you've got an event or a community something coming up where you're raising a little bit of money, please hit me up here at the station. I'll probably have you on my show, just like I'm doing right now. Now, Peace River's Farmers Market is going down this weekend, and I love these farmers markets. And it's a great place to go. It's a lot of community stuff that goes on, and you're helping out local. It's just such a wonderful thing. So I reached out to the manager of the farmers market, Tracy Seminole, and I've got her on the phone with me right now. Hi, Tracy. How are you?
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. So, Tracy, it can't be easy to run these as often as you do and as successfully as you guys do. You do a great job at these, I hear. I'm going to be going to my first one tomorrow. Why don't you let folks know what goes on at these farmers markets and just the work involved and how they can get involved also?
Sure, I'd love to. So I'd like to start by thanking you personally for having this opportunity to say a few words about the Peace River Farmers Market. The market is a nonprofit community group providing a safe and affordable venue for local craft people and producers to present their wares for the general public to access. At our market, you will find, oh my goodness, such a variety. There's fresh farm produce of eggs, meat, vegetables, fruits, and honey. Additional food includes baking, jams, pickles, coffee beans, ethnic foods. Our Make It, Bake It, Grow It selection also includes unique products such as jewelry, candles, wooden metalwork, knitting, quilting, body care, only to name just a few of our 100 yearly applicants. Every market has new products and creative vendors to appreciate. We have room for 40 vendors at each market.
That was my next question, that's okay. Awesome.
Okay, good. And this year, we celebrate 30 years of serving the public. We were established in 1991 by Alberta Agricultural Approval, meeting their specifications, and with thanks to the Peace River Board of Trade, who provided us with advertising and startup funds. They also covered us under their liability insurance until we could take care of ourselves. Our first market was held in February 1992 at the Bingo Hall, which is now the Outreach Building.
Wow.
And we have also utilized the Cornerstone, which is now the Bell Center, the Senior Drop-In Center, the Aladair Rec Center, and in 2019 we moved to our present location at the West Hill Industrial Plaza on the West Hill. It's 8002 102nd Ave. We are open an average of 20 times per year on Saturdays, 10 to 2. It's approximately every second Saturday. It's not every weekend, unfortunately. My husband and I started attending as vendors, selling our honey in 2010, and we started managing the market in 2012 until now. And I'd like to put out a huge thank you to Jessie Robang for all her dedication since 1991, starting and overseeing the market up until 2015. We still occasionally see her as a vendor at the Artisans of the Peace, which the Farmers Market sponsors. But yeah, we've lost her as somebody on our committee. In addition to local vendors, we also see products from a radius from Grand Prairie, High Prairie, and even Fort Vermilion. We have had Edmonton, BC, and even a vendor from Australia when she comes back to Peace River to visit her mom.
Wow.
Our guest book reflects customers visiting us from continents, like all continents, which is so awesome. We average 300 visitors at each market, and this triples for our Christmas shows. We express our gratitude to our customers by having gift baskets and free giveaways as we can do so. Usually at the bigger events, we have all that, the trade show and the Christmas shows.
Wow.
We are proud to host local community groups such as SPCA, the library, museum, and Girl Guides. And we love being invited to participate in community events like Canada Day, Peace Fest, Cultural Days, and Peace River Egg Society events out at the egg grounds. The market is a great opportunity for vendors to test their product's success with reasonably low overhead while learning marketing skills, customer relations, and price points so as to possibly have their product in stores or even open their own store. We are proud of our vendors who have achieved this. To name just a few, Green Goddess, Revive Coffee, Homeway Baking, and Simino Honey Business. You can find our dates, fees, forms, rules, and regulations at the Peace River Egg Society webpage. Follow us on Facebook at the Peace River Farmers Market or call me at 780-274-0536.
It's a lot of work for you guys that goes into this and getting it all set and done, huh?
It is, and we greatly appreciate our location that we're at now.
Well, I'm huge on the baking. I'm going to hit up every baking table there when I go, and you guys should definitely do the same. Again, it is going down tomorrow from 10 to 2, 8002 102 Avenue, right there in the West Hill Industrial Plaza, Bay C and D. Tracy Tracy, thank you so much for spending time with us this afternoon. Good luck with your sale tomorrow.
Thank you. And I'd love to add that we miss all our vendors and customers who have been absent, unfortunately, since COVID started, and we would love to have them back. Also, we send out wishes for speedy recoveries to all vendors undergoing medical or emotional health challenges at this time. And lastly, all new vendors and customers are always welcome, and we appreciate your support and look forward to seeing you and serving you safely this year, and especially on this Saturday. Thank you.